From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europeans trying to cope with a major migration crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Thursday meets Western Balkan leaders in Vienna to discuss common ground and how to deal with Europe's worst migration crisis in 70 years. Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić says there is no unified strategy.
We need to know what to do with them. We need to act jointly with EU countries, because it's not a problem. We do register them, but they don't want to stay in our country. And it's not something that we are jubilant about. Some EU countries erected fences, walls, barbed wires. Some others, they do absolutely nothing. They don't even register those migrants.
Migrants fleeing war, persecution, and poverty in the Middle East and Afghanistan have surged across the Serbian border into Hungary, seeking asylum throughout the continent. The hardest-hit countries of Greece and Italy have urged other EU member states to share the burden. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir Wednesday signed a peace agreement in Juba, meant to end nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels, led by his former deputy Riek Machar. But Mr. Kiir expressed reservations.
There is now fighting today, and that fighting was uncalled for. The commanders fighting in the field, what do they want to achieve? Or what do they want to show us? The message is very clear that what we are doing here is not accepted by the other side.
The government in Juba has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls to demilitarize the capital city, and putting foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. The U.S. Wednesday welcomed the deal as a first step toward ending the conflict, but cautioned it would take hard work to implement. The conflict has killed thousands and driven millions from their homes. This is VOA News. Guinea's former military leader Moussa Dadis Camara was prevented from returning to the country from exile in Burkina Faso Wednesday when his commercial flight was turned back by Ivorian authorities at the request of Guinea. Camara is seeking to stand for the presidency in elections scheduled to be held October 11th. He ruled the West African country for nearly a year after seizing power in a 2008 coup after the death of longtime leader President Lassana Conte. He is currently under indictment for a massacre of nearly 160 protesters. He has been in exile since 2010. The UN envoy to Libya said Wednesday he remains confident the past 7 months of talks between representatives of the North African country's rival governments will yield an agreement ending years of chaos in the wake of the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Bernardino Leon spoke via video link to the Security Council.
7 months since the United Nations support mission in Libya launched the Libyan political dialogue process, I am increasingly confident that the process is finally drawing to its final stages. This has been a difficult and challenging process, but one that has proven increasingly resilient.
Leon says a final round of talks on forming a national unity government is expected to get underway this week. Global markets are surging. European markets opened higher today. Asian indices rebounded following a sharp advance Wednesday on Wall Street of nearly 4%, following a hint that the U.S. Central Bank will hold off raising a key interest rate. The benchmark Dow Jones average advanced more than 600 points Wednesday. Asian markets put aside concerns over China's slowing economy. China's key index, the Shanghai Composite, gained more than 5% Thursday after losing some 18% in the first three trading days. A man wearing an Afghan military uniform Wednesday shot dead two U.S. soldiers inside a southern Afghan base, the first so-called insider attack on foreign forces since acknowledgement of the death of Taliban leader Mullah Omar, and the second insider attack this year. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack coincided with the fall to the Taliban of the Musa Qala district in southern Helmand province. Chinese police have reportedly arrested a dozen suspects said to be involved in the massive explosions in a warehouse in the port city of Tianjin that killed at least 139 people. According to the state-run Xinhua News Agency, among those arrested were the top two shareholders of the company which owned the warehouse where the blasts occurred. On the same day, Kenyan javelin thrower Julius Yego won gold at the World Championships in Beijing. Two Kenyan runners were suspended for testing positive for doping. Kenya has dominated the competition, winning 6 gold medals. The suspected athletes are identified as Coco Manunga and Joyce Zachary, who clocked a national record in Monday's first round of the 400-meter women's race. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.